Mem and Aleph. Itmar, the fourth line of the Gemara. Cham and Shehuchmo me'erev Shabbos. You have a machlokes. Water which is heated from before Shabbos, what are you allowed to do with it? Rav Amar Lamocher Rochitz ben Kol Gufoy Ever Ever. You're allowed to. You can't wash your whole body, which you said before. You can't wash your whole body. But Rav says it doesn't preclude you from washing every part of your body, just doing it piece by piece. So at each any given moment, you're only doing part of your body. Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar Lohitira Lirchitz Elapono Yodav Raglov. Chazal only permitted the areas of the body which are normally washed, but any type of washing which is done as part of the process of America's type of a situation, of what person does his whole body, even if it does it piece by piece, which is different than usual, it's still awesome. Meisvei, Kasha, from Bryson. Cham Shehuchu Me'er Shabbos. Lamacher Rechitz Behen, Panav Yadav Araglov, Avaloi Kol Gufay. Like we quoted this Bryson before, you can do Panav Yadav Araglov, and you can't use Kol Gufay. Okay. So Chara, that's Mama Shmuel. To you to the Rav, it's a Kashan Rav. Amar Lucha Rav, Loi, no. Kol Guva B'Basachas. Lo Kol Guva B'Basachas. You can't do the whole body at one time. Ela Ever Ever. You can do it piece by piece, limb by limb, literally. One more than 1 second. The Bryce says you can. Cannot do the whole body. You can only do Pano Yadav Araglav. So you're telling me you can't do the whole body at one time. You can do it limb by limb. That's fine. But it says you can only do Pano Yadav Araglav. The Mor says Katani. That's the Mor's Kash. The Mor says answers Kain Pano Yadav Araglav. It means you're allowed to do it limb by limb, just like when a person would do Pano Yadav Araglav. Obviously, you're going to do it limb by limb. You can't. It's very hard to wash your face, your hands, and your feet at one time. It means piece means section by section. So we're also to be section by section. Toshma, different price of. The second price also the same lines. Lohitiru, lichetz becham and shochma mer. For Shabbos, even water which is heated from before Shabbos, they only permitted elaponav yadav araglav. Some more answers. Hachinami, again, Rav would answer to be ke'ein ponav yadav araglav. We have a brisa which says explicitly like Shmuel. Cham and Shochma Meir of Shabbos, the Machar Rechitz Behen Ponav Yadav Araglav, Avaloi Kogufay Aver. So here there's no way to round this brisa. It says explicitly you can't do the whole body, even limb by limb. It means Tzarech Lomar, and obviously that you're going to have this issue. Cham and Shochma B'Yamtiv. You'll have this issue where Cham and the first part of the brisa was Cham, which were heated Erev Shabbos. And now it says the problem won't apply to Cham, which were heated on Yom Tov. So obviously Cham was heated on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to use. But on Yom Tov, in other words, we asked Erev Shabbos, and we asked the water heated on Yom Tov. The logic being, like, we didn't get into that too much. The more before said that you can't wash the whole body, he can't do rechitza on Yom Tov of the whole body. It's also rechitza. The Mor says it's referring to the whole body, and you can't do rechitza on the whole body. You can't heat up water on Yom Tov for rechitza of the whole body. What's that is? Tosfos says that is there is. A lot of cook water on you. You have to cook water for a valid Yom Tov need. We hold mitoshev to the hut to the tzarech, hut to the mishlo the tzarech. It doesn't have to be specifically dafka for the purpose of oichol nefesh. So Tosfos learns that there's a Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas says that even though you're allowed to do valid Yom Tov needs on Yom Tov, it only has to be something which is shabbat oichol nefesh, which is across the board. People use this type of do this type of thing, and at least Bisman Chazal washing kol gufay was not something which was shovel chol nefesh, that not everybody had that need, so therefore washing for that purpose would be considered something which is an extraordinary type of need, and that there was no heter for yamta. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns the Raisa, there is a heter. I mean, Raisa would be mutter to heat up water for the whole body, but it's Xeris Rabbanon, Xeris Merchatz, that answered it. Xeris Merchatz being that you're going to come to either because you're going to. Whereas later on, Xeris Anunzi is a person might come to squeeze out the towel. Or this Xera, you might come to be mashal of the karka there by the merchats, but they also Xera's merchats. So that's a big machlokes in Tosfos in the Rambam. So here the Brisa says, if you can't use water heated from before Shabbos, which that's definitely dealing with a derbonon, obviously you can't do it with water heated on Yom Tov for that purpose, which according to Tosfos would be a derisa. Rabba Masdil al Hoshmaita, the Rabba Hailishnam. Now, this is the version how we have the Chos Rabba and Shmuel. Rabba has actually a different version of what Rabba and Shmuel said. Chaman Shehuchmum Erev Shabbos, water which is heated from before Shabbos. Namacher, Amar Rabba Rechot Ben Kol Kufay Umeshayer Ever Echot. You're allowed to wash the whole body as long as you leave out one limb. So you're allowed to wash the whole body directly, keeping one arm out of the shower, so it doesn't get wet. And that's what Rav said. Eisvei kolhani tiyuvta, and the Morris is tiyuvta. So the Brisa is pre-coded, says you can't. Avolei kol gufay only ponayad v'raglo. You can't answer. It means kein. Because it's not going to help you over here, because you've got to do the whole body at one time. You know, the idea of saying it means the whole body is permitted in a way which is like Panayot Raglav, wouldn't fit work over here. So that these prices, according to this version of Rabba, so Rabba, this is Tiyufta and Rabba. Amrle, Rav Yosef Labaya. Rav Mika Ovid Kishmaita the Rav. Rav says that it's Abaya. Rav and Rav Yosef were contemporaries. Abaya was a Talmud of both of them. Abaya was raised. His parents had been nifter when he was before his father was nifter before he was born. His mother was nifter when in childbirth, and Rabba raised him. So he grew up in the house of Rabba. So Rav Yosef asked Abaya, "You lived in the house of Rabba. I'm curious to know, did he Rabba actually do alacha lemaisa like Rav in the case of Rechitza?" That was his question. I don't know what he did. Verses 1 second. Mighty boy, what was this question? Pshita deloy ovid dohi toisiv. Obviously, he did not do like Rav, because according to Rav's version, Rav was toisiv. Rav was slugged up. Simranches lo shmiyale. Rabbi Yosef was not aware, or alternatively, Rav was not aware of these questions. And that these brises, there were the brises again, that people were not, the Amorim were not necessarily cognizant of all of the brises. They were said, well, Pah, they were not necessarily aware of all of them. So it was possible that he was not aware of these brises. And thereby, he didn't know the Rav was had been refuted. The Mor says, 1 second, if Rabba, let's say, was not aware of these questions, these brises which would refute Rav, so Vare Ovid. So then what was Rabbi Yosef's question? We know Rav in general followed Rav. Definitely did like him. Domer Bayabai had said, Komili Demar, Ovid to Rav. Rav followed Rav. Barmi Hanis Las, there were three things. Ovid to Shmuel, they did like Shmuel, which he had before. Matilman Beg of the Begad, you'll have to take Sitz and Beg of the Begad, Matilman Yel Air, you'll have life from one candle of the menorah to the other, Kanaka. Well, Hakir Shimon, Begreira. And he did like, he passed like Rav Shimon Begreira, Dabar Shem Iskaven is Mutter. Dragging the chairs. So, what he do like Rav, and be Roichitz, that Rav was not even more than Shmuel, if you're not aware of any question on Rav, we know Rav followed Rav. And where it says, Kechumre de Rav Ovid, Kechule de Rav Loy Ovid. So we say that Rav followed Rav except for three things. They did like Shmuel. That means, in general, we could understand that means that Rav followed the Chumras of Rav over Shmuel, except for these three things where he was Mekel like Shmuel. But he did follow the Chumras of Rav over Shmuel. But here Rav is the Mekel over Shmuel. That we don't know whether Rav followed Rav and he was Mekel. See Rashi. Kain Ponov Klomer Kol Eber Bifnei Atzmo. It's like Ponov, which the person does Ponov at a Rago, but he has to do each part separately. So also when he can do all of the different parts of the body similar to that one at a time. The second version of Rav is he can do the whole body at one time as long as he leaves one limb out. Esa Kohani, ask all of these the quotes that we quoted before. Veleka l'shnuya ke'ein ponav yonav raglov. Here you can't answer. It says only face, hands, and feet. It means like face, hands, and feet. Kolguva yachad kamar chutz me'evrecha. Rav says you can do the whole body at one time. You don't have to do it limb by limb. I'm going to Yeshua Levi. Mishum der gadol abaya be'beis Rav ben Nachmani. Since abaya was raised and grew up in the house of Rav ben Nachmani. She rosh kadam Rav Yosef. He was Rosh Hashiva before Rav Yosef. Umeis, and then Rabbi died. Rav Yosef took over. Hayashal Rav Yosef. He wanted to know how abaya had seen Rabbi do. Yavet Shmai Kishmai to the Rav. Bahamilsa the Rechitza. Did he follow Rav in regards to the halachas of Rechitza? Moshe the Mighty Borle. She did the Shas Parcha. The more is asking. It's not Rabba. It's not Rabbi Yosef talking. It's the Gemara talking. Says, so how could you ask such a question? He would. Rav was itoisiv. So Rav Zelo Shmile, the Rabba, Hatsi Yufta. Rav was unaware of these braces, which were a problem in Rav. Shemachi Misafka, the Rabbi Yosef, Barabba, the Dimad Abed Karab. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef, being aware that Rav was unfamiliar with these braces, had this question. Maybe Rav actually did a lochol myself like Rav. But more says we lo shmiule, am I misafka the Rabbi Yosef? If Rav was not aware of the braces, which would make Rav be itoisiv, so then what was Rabbi Yosef's question? Obviously, he did like Rav. Havari over Rav b'chomili to Rav. Rav in general followed Rav. So my answer is no. Kachumri the Rav hava ovid. Bar mehani tlas chumri. And Rav would follow the chumras of Rav, except for these three places where Rav was machmer and Rav was not machmer. But everywhere else, Rav was machmer like Rav. Al kachulah the Rav ikud the ovid. There comes of the kulas of Rav. He didn't always follow Rav, and he wasn't always maker. Therefore, that was Rabbi Yosef's question. Since over here Rav is being Mekel, he wasn't sure if Rav followed Rav in this scenario or not. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Merchatz Shepakakar Nekavav. Me'erev Shabbos. So, Rashi has two versions over here, what exactly they did. Rashi's second version, which is easier one to understand, so there was these heat sources which they embedded into the ground, or they put beneath them, where you had fire there, and then you could block the holes. They blocked the holes so the heat, you know, the water had been heated. Erev Shabbos, there's no heating going on Shabbos. In other words, they blocked the holes so the heat is no longer coming in. And heating it up on Shabbos, so it's water which has been heated from before Shabbos.
as opposed to water which is being heated on Shabbos. That's the first version of Rashi. The second version of Rashi was that the heating was continuing on Shabbos, but since they started before Shabbos, so they blocked the holes to keep the heat in, that it shouldn't, you know, the places where the heat would escape from the Merachot, to keep the heat in, so keep the water to continue to warm on Shabbos. So you can't use Merachot on Shabbos. But the Motzi Shabbos, Merachot Pemiyat, since since there was nothing being done on Shabbos, the Morris will bring up later on, there was these Balonim, there was the people, Balonim is the name for the people who took care of the Merchatzos, who were heating things on Shabbos and claiming they did it Erev Shabbos. Eventually they made this gezeira, we're gonna can't be matzer at a Motzei Shabbos, because the based on the fact that it was heated Erev Shabbos, because Mehechadesi, maybe it was heated on Shabbos. But for now, right, but before we get to that gzeira, if you know it was, or in the case where you know it was pakuk, and we know that it was, so then there's no gzeira on Motzi Shabbos, because it's heated from Erev Shabbos, and that's okay. Pakuk mekoko me'erev yamtiv lamakor nichnas. Now, if in the case where you close it up from before yamtiv, so lamakor nichnas umazia v'yotze umishtate v'besachit. You're allowed to go into the Merachot, not to be roichet, you're allowed to go into the Merachot to be mazia, to use the sauna, the heat there would cause the people to sweat. What they would do was afterwards they would come off and they would wash, they would then, instead of doing a rechitza, which was the whole washing process, but they would just like have water poured over their body to cool them off, or potentially even to heat them up. That's called shtifa as opposed to rechitza. It wasn't a rechitza process of washing, it was more just a rinsing process. Halachically, shtifa is different than rechitza, which the brayis which we quote on Lamatesan Bey, the first wide line, lo yishtat of Adam, the Rashi already points out over there that the brayis is simply not talking about rechitza, it's talking about shtifa. And shtifa and rechitza are different than it. So you can't do rechitza, but shtifa is mutter. And that's mutter, bebeis rechitza in the outer room. And the more brings the Maisa, or Amar of Yehuda. Maisa b'merchus shal b'nei Brak. There's a story in the merchus of the city of b'nei Brak. Shebekakon nekav b'merav yamtiv, that they closed it up like this. The holes were stopped up, were sealed from before yamtiv. And the macher nichnas Reb Elazar ben Azarya, Reb Akiva, Viziu boy. So they did this halacha. They went in and they did they would use the zeya, and they went out and they washed themselves in the besachitzen. They rinsed themselves in the besachitzen. El shecham and shaloi mechupin benesorim. That the hot water was the place where the actual hot water where you would use for the Merachot was covered over with boards, so there was no potential of usage of that hot water for rechitza on Yom Tov. And that's why they did it. The Mor says, when the Chachamim heard what they had done, they said the truth is, it's mutter. Amar Afal Pisha Ein Chaman Shalom Mechubim Benesor. Even if they had not been like boarded up, which indicates I'm not going to use that. We allow them to go in and just don't do it. But you're allowed to go in without having it, you know, some type of a hecker making it inaccessible. It's still mutter. Umisha Rabu, however, Ovri Aveiru. It's still a lesser. Once, however, the people were doing the veir of heating it up on Yom Tov or Shabbos, they asked even to go into be mezia. Then the Rashi continues with his ambatiyus, which was bathhouses, shakrochim in the large cities, which are large merchatzos, and tile behen, benachoshish. you're allowed to pass through them, and that's not a problem. That's the Braisa. And we'll stop here.